Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, ho!
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Go ahead, tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Thanks.
You street band. The band.
Welcome, blessed souls to all of us here in the grotto. Welcome to the grotto. It's Saturday night with Daddy G, and I'm streaming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, yes, I have transported myself halfway across this turtle island, and I am here with Brenda Jo. And Brenda Jo opened her teepee and her heart to me, and we are here ready to do a show. Welcome to Daddy G from Nashville, babe. Oh, say, blessed solstice, all you guys. We've got some requests. I got some gems happening, and we're going to get right to those. First request is kind of a sideways request, I think, that came from our buddy Philly Phil. He posted something last night, and I kind of jumped on it, and, I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play a couple other things, too. While we're waiting for everybody else to show up in the grotto, let me check the upload here, and bear with me a second. Yeah, it's right here. Here you go, Philly Phil, Tommy Dorsey.
For me.
Oh, I don't know how to play nothing.
Well, I'll show you now. Oh, you blow through here, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here. Now push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here. Now push the middle valve down, hear that music go down and around. Below, below, dilly ho, ho, ho. The valve down, hear the music go down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 when it comes out here. Hey, Tommy, what you got there?
Well, that's a clarinet, Edith.
What's he doing with it?
He's trying to show you how the music goes around and around.
Oh, he can't show me how the music goes around and around on a straight instrument.
Ouch. Kick it, Sid, kick it.
Boy, he can kick it for my money.
And now we're going to put on a customer's chorus, and we want you all to join in lightly on this last refrain.
Oh, I blow through here, the music goes round and around. Whoa, ho, 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 and it comes up here. Now you push the first valve down, the music goes down and around. Whoa, ho, 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 and it comes up here. Middle valve down, hear the music go down and around. Below, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. Listen to the jazz come out. Push that other valve down, all the music goes round and around. Whoa, 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 and it comes up here.
Hey,
go, Philly Phil. I guess it wasn't a request. It was just something he pointed out, but that's okay, man. We'll play it anyway. And speaking of big band leaders, I'm going to deal. We're going to present a little something later on while we wait for other people to show up. It's kind of speaking of one of my favorite band leaders, and I think it's Gumby's too, was Artie Shaw. And I'm going to feature a little Artie Shaw on a Burns and Allen radio show back in the days. I think it was like shortly after World War II that he was on there. He'd only been it for a year, but he was raking in big bucks doing the Burns and Allen show on radio. And he was married to Eva. He was married to a couple of pieces of work. He was also married to why did I just draw a blank? Lana Turner. Yeah, she was. And he was pulling in some big money. He was pulling in like $60,000 a week doing the show with Burns and Allen. And Burns and Allen each were only making $5,000 a week, which wasn't hay back in the 1940s, you know. But I'm going to feature him a little bit while we wait for others to show up. In the meantime, I'm going to play some other stuff here. I got to queue it up here. Trying to find it, and all of a sudden, a lot of the stuff is not here. So, are you guys ready? Lonesome Rose is ready.
I am ready. I'm in the mood.
Well, okay. That makes me happy, and so does Solstice.
Oh, God, this makes me happy.
Alice Francis. If you don't like it.
You say you like my hair, you say you like my shoes. You ask where I bought them and my teeth as back to you. Like my smelly feet, talk about a fairy bouquet. And even with my burp, say I'm a fancy lady. But there is one thing that you should not get at night. If you want to kiss me, you can kiss my hair. I'm walking down the street of Rouge Avenue. You coming down to bootleg. See all you can do. Or coffee match your flattery there. But actually you don't care except for you. Say yeah. One thing that you should not get at last. If you want to kiss me, you can kiss my ass.
Call it a love story. Yeah. Okay. Rock it for me. Rock it for me live.
I'm broke, it's chicken. And Kevin does, it feels too bad.
Lake Street Dive out of Boston. Yeah, I got to narrow the pipes on that little white girl. Pretty good. Anyway, on to Burns and Allen with Artie Shaw. And I want to say it's like 1946, it's like shortly after World War II, and where Burns and Allen were getting $5,000 a week each, and Artie Shaw was getting $60,000 a week for the radio show, man. And the sponsor was Spam. Unbelievable. That's selling a lot of Spam, dude. Anyway, we'll talk on the other
from
side.
From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, Reba, boom, Spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen. Our show has orchestra singing we with a smoothie street. Last but not least, who is the Heaton?
Fun with Burns and Allen, and another helpful hint for you women who are looking for something different to serve for dinner. Give the family baked Spam. That's the easy way to have meat for dinner that really hits the spot. Just open a can of Spam, stud the delicious meat with cloves, and slip it into the oven. The simple directions are right on the Spam label, and it only takes but a jiffy. Now, once your family tastes the tender, juicy goodness, the meaty flavor of baked Spam, you'll find yourself serving a finer flavor, extra goodness, because it's different. A perfect combination of pork shoulder with ham meat added. Try Big Spam for dinner tomorrow. Be sure to tell your food dealer you want S-P-A-M Spam. And here they are, those two delightful Spam stars, George and Gracie.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, George, you ought to see the cute new Christmas hat I ordered. In front of the hat, there's a little feather sticking out, and it's a beautiful thing.
What's the feather for?
Well, that's so when a fellow kisses me, he'll really be tickled.
Gracie, why don't you put a little windshield wiper under the hat so you can brush off the lipstick at the same time?
Oh, you're just trying to mix me up so I'll say silly things.
Yeah. That's hard to do.
I love Christmas. Remember last Christmas?
Yeah, there was your brother coming down the chimney with a sack on his back.
Yeah, and there was Santa Claus right behind him hollering, "Stop, baby."
Yes, he looked very smart in his dark blue suit.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good laugh by chimney.
And, George...
Chimney got the flu, if that's true.
George, I spent all day making out my Christmas list. Here it is.
Christmas list?
Yes.
Well, there's about 3 pages full of stuff.
Well, those are the things I want you to get me.
Me to get you?
Yes.
Well, this is fine. One diamond ring, one mink coat, one new Cadillac. Gracie, the only thing you left out is a ticket for the Rose Bowl game.
Well, oh, I wouldn't think of asking for anything that expensive.
I can always get the Seaboard Loan Company to finance it. To write a list like this, you must have had a lifetime fountain pen.
Well, as a matter of fact, I had some ink left over, so I wrote a play we're going to do tonight.
You wrote a play that we're doing tonight?
It's a newspaper story.
Look, I wish you'd stop writing these silly plays.
The name of the paper is The Los Angeles Sun.
The Los Angeles Sun?
Comes out once a week.
Gracie, you know nothing about writing plays.
I do.
You do not.
Say, Gracie, instead of calling your paper the Los Angeles Sun, why don't you call it the Daily Spam?
The Daily Spam?
Well, sure. So when those newsboys yell extra, they'll have something extra to yell about.
Yes, people will eat it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bud, you're really a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius with a light brown hair.
Well, anyway, Gracie, you're not going to do this play, and you know nothing about plays.
I do, too.
And I just assume you'd stop writing.
Bueno, una vez antes de que se meten en líos, yo tengo una cosa de Christmas que es muy importante que quiero yo arreglar.
Well, he's down in the cellar again. What is it, Senor Lee?
Senor Burns, maybe you can help me out. My brother, she's a musician. I want to get him a little knack-knack for Christmas.
Well, if your brother's a musician, why don't you get him a saxophone?
He's got one.
What about a trombone?
He's got one.
Does he have a fife?
Oh, yes, and two kids.
No, a fife is a long, skinny thing.
That's her.
Look, a top player, will you just stay back there with the band and stop interfering down here?
Hello, Sam C. Patricio speaking.
Who?
Oh, how are you?
What?
Yes, I read it, but I think the second act should have a little more suspense. Well, my advice would be to keep the husband out of the cafe scene and bring him in just before the curtain. And in that way, you'll have the stronger finish.
Oh, that's all right. Don't mention it. I'm always glad to help. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Noel Coward.
Noel Coward?
Yes.
Well, I give up. All right, on with the play.
No, just a minute. Starman, I want you to be on your toes today because there are a lot of sound effects in the play.
Hey, Starman. 4 years in Harvard. Gracie's talking here.
Just a moment, Mr. Burns.
Oh.
I'm reading a letter that my 2-year-old boy wrote to Santa Claus.
A 2-year-old boy can write?
Oh, yes. Listen. Dear Santa Claus, ?
Question mark?
Yes. If the rigors of your seasonal voyage from your polar habitat are not too strenuous, would it inconvenience you to remit to the undersigned the following paraphernalia post-haste and to wit?
A 2-year-old child wrote that.
Yes. Backward, isn't it?
Yes, very backward, yes.
The following are his requests. 1 copy of Roger's Thesaurus, 1 micromatic solar telescope with a 22-millimeter lens concave brown, and 1 guinea pig, 1 rabbit, and 1 frog for scientific dissection.
How can a 2-year-old child write anything like that?
Mr. Burns, he happens to be a quiz kid.
Well, just watch the sound effects and on with the play. Music.
Hear the clanking of the presses as the paper goes to press. It's a Goofy Gazette and it's Gracie Allen Fett.
Georgie is a star reporter.
And a reporter.
He's a reporter. This is Gracie's latest play.
Oh, he likes the scandal column.
I look through the keyhole.
He looks through the keyhole. Yes, this is Gracie's latest play.
But he can draw the funny.
I'm a regular Peter Arnold.
Does he get a lot of money?
I know. Then your leave the gayest one of all. The reason is a secret and I'll tell you why he's gay.
The reason I'm so happy is because I'm not in his play.
Gracie rolls the mark that way.
Now, Gracie, will you tell me who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I?
Oh, nuts, who are you?
Yes, who are you?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, me? Oh, my? Oh, me? I'm the owner of the paper. Ha, 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 ha.
Hello, City Desk. Editor Gracie Allen speaking.
What? Oh, my goodness. When did you find out?
Oh, gee, thanks for telling me. I better call the press room.
Press room?
Stop the presses. Hold the front page for rewrite.
Stop the presses. Okay, Chief. What's the rewrite?
Today is Monday, not Tuesday.
Editor Allen?
Yes?
That notorious gangster, Spike Stetson, is outside the signal.
Destiny, you mean public enemy number 678?
Yes.
Send him in. Meanwhile, I better get this editorial off. Oh, I don't know why I can't read these things after they come out of the typewriter. Maybe I shouldn't have used the ribbon to tie up those Christmas packages. Come in.
Hiya. I'm Spike Stetson. I heard a lot about your paper. Is it true that you're trying to clean up conditions here in this city?
Oh, just a minute. Let me read my paper. Yeah, it's true.
Well, we got a crooked warden at the prison, and me and my mob was wondering if you could expose him.
Oh, well, that's terrible. You'll give that prison a bad name.
Yeah, conditions are something awful. We don't mind him giving us phony tips on the races or picking our pockets while we're in a straitjacket, but we do object to him charging us 40 cents for a banana split.
Well, how much ice cream does he put into it?
One ball as big as my fist.
Boy, what a scoop. What flavor did he give you, chocolate or vanilla?
Pistachio.
Pistachio? Why, the brute.
Can you do something?
Do something? My father before me was a publisher. He was a great crusader for honesty and integrity, and before he died, he said one thing.
What's that?
Oh.
Well, you made me a happy man. Good father.
Yes, Editor.
Send in reporter Burns, reporter Houston, and reporter Shaw.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Chief. Hello, Chief. Hello, Chief.
Hello, Steve.
It's Steve. Who are you?
Isn't this the big town program?
No.
Oh, pardon me. I'm the wrong script. What is it, Chief?
Reporters, our paper has a chance of beating all other papers in town to a great story.
Goody-goody.
We've got to expose the warden of our local prison. He's a crook.
Dear, dear.
You know, he's the worst warden we've ever had. He's cruel, inhuman, unjust. He's even gone so far as to charge the prisoner 40 cents for banana split.
My, my.
And what do you think he uses? Pistachio ice cream. What's that?
Some of the nuts got stuck in my teeth.
Well, this is fine.
Say, I've got an idea. You reporters go out and get yourselves arrested. And while you're in prison, we can get the real lowdown on the warden. It'll be worth a fortune to you.
Now, wait a minute. Who ever made a fortune out of being in prison?
Humphrey Bogart.
Now, look, Chief. Say, Editor, I think you've got a good idea, but how are we going to get ourselves arrested?
Oh, let me think now. The toughest guy in the country is Trigger Joe, and he's in jail. Well, he ought to know how to get you boys in.
Yes, Editor.
Get me Trigger Joe at the penitentiary.
Yes, ma'am.
Very well, Chief, yeah. I shall incarcerate myself in prison, yeah. The traditions of the paper are far greater than any individual, yeah.
Senor Burns, with that acting, you sound just like Edward H. Robinson.
You mean Edward G. Robinson?
I don't know. You sound like H. to me.
Quiet back there. We're doing the play.
I've got the penitentiary for you, Editor.
Hello, penitentiary?
Yes?
I want to speak to Trigger Joe. I want to speak to Trigger Joe.
I'm sorry, your party was just hung up.
Oh, let me see. Now, how can I get you fellas in jail? Murder? No. Robbery? No. Oh, I've got it. Here's a way that never fails. You got a car?
Yes. Yes.
Well, go downstairs and double park.
Double park? Well, that never misses.
Now, the curtain goes down in our first act, and during the intermission, Artie Shaw and his orchestra, who are now appearing at the Palladium here in Hollywood, will play Dancing in the Dark. Thank you.
To Gracie Allen's ingenious plan to get reporters Burns, Heastand, and Shaw into prison worked better than anticipated. We now pick up the three reporters as they start their third year in prison.
Oh, don't worry, boys. I'll get you out of here if it takes me the rest of your lives.
Oh, yes. It's driving me mad.
Driving you mad. It's driving us all mad. All we hear day and night, night and day, are those shuffling feet out in the yard. There they go again.
Meat. There he goes, folks.
Meat.
He's going stir crazy again.
Meat. George, did you hear how Susie got her man? The one all the girls call Smooth Talking Sam?
It looks like I was right. Sure enough. We better Yuma Bud. He might get rough.
No, Bud, I didn't hear how Susie got Sam, but I'll bet a wooden dollar it's got to do with Sam.
Well, Artie, all men like delicious tender meat. So Susie served Sam a meat you can't beat. She served baked Spam when Sam came to dine. Yum Yum, said Sam, would make Spam taste so fine. Spam has a better flavor, said Susie to Sam. It's pork shoulder meat combined with ham. That's why Spam has an extra good flavor. Serve it soon. Do your family a favor. You can serve Spam cold, you can serve Spam hot. No matter how you use it, Spam sure hits the spot. For tender, tasty meat, put Spam on your table. Easy recipes you'll find on the Spam can label. It's easy to serve. Baked Spam, said Susie, gives you plenty of time for an afternoon snoozy. So Susie said to Sam, that sure tastes fine. Sam said to Susie, would you please be mine? Thus ends the story of Susie and Sam, the gal who got her man because she served him Spam. Tomorrow, when you go to your favorite food store, shout, I want Spam when you open the door. I wish the smoothies were here to get me out of this thing. I'd stop talking if I could hear them sing.
Slice it. Dice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot, Spam hits the spot.
Heastand, Burns, and Shaw, get in there. The warden wants to see you.
I'll be right back, Chief.
And George, keep a stiff upper lip.
Thanks.
Your plate is slipping.
Well, warden, here we are.
I sent for you boys because I'd like to tell you something.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you something, Warden. We're not convicts. We're reporters. We know all about your graft here in the prison. Last night we saw into your office and went through your files. And we know everything.
Well, I guess you've got it, boys. I might as well confess. I sell guns to the prisoners.
Well.
I sell paroles to the lifers.
My.
I sell files to the burglars.
Dear. But... write that down.
Haven't got a pencil. I sell pencils, too.
Did you? sniper will expose you as soon as we get out.
I bet you're not getting out. In an hour from now, you three boys will be sitting in the electric chair in the gas chamber, and then you'll be hanged.
I'm not taking any chances. You forget the power of the press. Our editor, Gracie Allen, will have us out of here in no time.
I'll get it, Gordon. Hello, this is Artie Shaw speaking. Oh, hello, darling. Yeah, dear. Of course I love you. No, can't make the usual time tonight. You bet. Hold the wire a minute, darling. Warden, it's your wife. She wants to talk to you.
His wife! Come on, boys.
Well, boys, how did you make out?
How did we make out? We've only got an hour to live. What do we do?
Oh, let's go to a newsreel. That'll kill an hour.
Editor Allen, you got us into this, and you've got to get us out.
Oh, wait a minute now. Have you got a file?
Yes.
Well, work on my nails while I'm thinking.
Hurry, we've got less than an hour.
Oh, wait, I've got it. I'll use influence. Quick, we haven't got a moment to lose. George, take a letter to the President of the United States.
The President of the United States?
Yes.
All right.
Letter. My dear President, read it back.
Read it back?
Yes, read it back.
Hey, folks, my name is Richard.
My dear President.
There's something wrong with that letter. Take out the word President.
Okay.
Read it back.
My dear.
There's still something wrong.
Yeah. Can't say my dear to the President.
Take out the word dear and put back the word President.
Okay.
Read it back.
My President.
No, no. Maybe I better not say my, huh?
Yeah.
He's really not my president. He belongs to everybody.
Yes, he belongs to everybody.
Take out the rest of it.
Okay.
Read it back.
Gracie, I can't read nothing.
George, watch your grammar.
I've got an idea. Supposing you just say my dear president.
Well, that's much better. Why didn't I think of that in the first place? All right, mail the letter.
Mail the letter?
Yes.
But you didn't tell him anything.
Well, who am I to tell him anything? He's the president.
Oh, yes. Boys, it looks like we're through. Here comes the prison executioner.
Boys, I'm sorry to do this, but orders is orders. Before you're electrocuted, I've got to slit the leg of your trousers.
Daffy, isn't it? You said it.
Well, boys, my last request will be for them to let me take along a can of Spam.
A can of Spam? Well, how do you know where you're going?
What difference does it make? Cold or hot, hit the spot.
Well, I guess this is the end.
No, there are three more pages.
Oh, quiet.
Well, after I'm gone, I want them to scatter my ashes on the dance floor of the Palladium.
Why, Artie?
It's slippery there.
Editor Allen, this is all your fault. I'm too young to die. I want to live. I love life. I want to be gay. I want to go to Ciro's. I want to dance till dawn. You run with him, Mazurka.
Senor Burns, with you, your acting will win the Pulitzer Prize.
Senor, it isn't Pulitzer. It's Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer. P-U.
You said it.
Oh, quiet. Time is flying. There must be some way out.
I've got an idea. I'll get you out. Where's the prison phone?
Right here.
Hello, this is Editor Gracie Allen speaking. My reporters want to escape. How do they go about that? Oh, I see. They'll need three guard uniforms, two guns, a rope, and a fast car. How much will that be? $128, thanks. George, make out a check for $128.
To whom?
To the warden.
The warden? The warden is selling the stuff to escape with?
It'll be here in 2 hours.
In 2 hours, we'll be needing lilies.
He sells those, too.
Look, Gracie, we've only got 10 minutes.
Editor Allen, I'm one of the trustees here. You can still save the lives of your reporters.
How?
There's a fast car downstairs. You can be at the governor's house in 8 minutes, and you'll have 2 minutes left to talk to him and stop the execution.
Then go quickly, Gracie.
Yes, don't let anything stand in your way.
Every second counts.
Yes, there's no time to waste. I'm off. Goodbye. I want to say goodbye. Goodbye, to plead for your pardon.
Goodbye, she's gonna wave goodbye. She wants to say goodbye. Let's say goodbye. We'll be proud of our conquering hero. She's gonna wave goodbye.
Goodbye.
May heaven speed her on her way and bring her safely back someday. She's gone.
I've come to say goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. In fact, I've come to say goodbye. I've come to say goodbye. I'm on my way, goodbye. I'll fly to the dawn.
She won't say goodbye. She's on her way, goodbye. Let's say goodbye.
We'll be following her here alone. She's on her way. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
May heaven speed her run away. And bring her safely back someday. She's gone.
I've come to say goodbye. 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 In fact, I've come to say goodbye. I've come to say goodbye. I'm on my way to die. I need to retrieve you.
She wants to say goodbye. She's on her way, goodbye.
Let's say goodbye.
We'll be
following her here
alone. She's on her way. Goodbye.
Bye.
May heaven sweeter on her way and bring her safely back someday. She's gone.
I come to say goodbye.
Oh, get out! Well, there's 9 minutes left. But she can still make it.
Listen. That's the car.
Yeah, that means she's on her way.
Do you hear that, prisoners? We're saved! We're saved!
Hooray!
Hooray!
I've come to say goodbye.
I give up.
Well, there you have it. Burns and Allen from 1940. I found out the year. I found out the exact date, actually. It was September 2nd, 1940. Show emanated out of Hollywood with Artie Shaw and his band. And, yeah, happy solstice. Solstice. All right, enough of the silly crap. I apologize for the crappy audio. I'm going to have to find a cleaner clip at some other point. But, there you have it, and I've got another request here, and here you go. This was requested by our dear Reverend Wendy, so she's not here, but we're going to play that anyway.
Oh, you're one of us. Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
What's going on in that chat room? In the grotto, Gumby's talking about walking with a limp or something. I don't know. Have you heard about the new birth control pill for men? They wear it in their shoe, and it makes them limp. Yeah! No! Okay. Okay. Enough of that.
Welcome, everyone, and here we go. Let's light the fuse. Get things happening here.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Come on.
Okay, all you light workers. Light up, or lighten up. Stick with me, I've got some Imelda May coming right after this.
Fine. So pass me round your wine.
Don't go anywhere, damn it.
All I need is just one hit to get me by. Baby, when you're
Tarzan will take you up on that.
Light up and be happy. Sweet, sweet sounds will fill the air. Light up, everybody. Join us in this celebration. Light up and be happy.
Okay, here we go with our first one from Imelda May, a cover song, Walking After Midnight.
I go walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I go walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I go walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he is crying for me. And as the skies so gloomy, now he's whispered to me, I'm lonesome. After midnight, out in the moonlight,
just a hoping you may be out of what to do after midnight searching for me.
Yeah, Starzan likes a melody too.
I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the sky's so gloomy, now it whispered to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go walking after midnight.
Tarzan's a big, bad, handsome man. You gotta watch out for him.
Mine and has influenced me and a lot of the band as well. It's a Johnny Burnett number. Johnny Burnett was a terrific man, and this is called Train Kept a Rollin', good old rockabilly.
Move over, Aerosmith.
Better be on your way, get along.
One more. Because it's your voodoo working. Stay with me, I got some tape 5. Papa Chubby, Pamplemousse. Pink Martini. Club des Balugas. Lots of good stuff.
And then I can't get no.
Here we go, Flapper's Delight, tape 5.
Move up into the big time. Now is my advice.
on your knees for me. Get me in the mood for love. Fly me home to the
Just Like Me, Want to Be with You. Tape 5 featuring Lane McKenzie.
I just gotta tell you, baby, while we're standing here, anytime that you're around me, all the birds appear. While the grass is green, while the skies are blue, they come and gather here just to sing for you. So good to be among the chosen few, 'cause all the birds and bees wanna be right here with you.
Me too.
Yeah, with you. They wanna be with you. So why don't we fly away? You, baby, while we're standing here, anytime that you're around me, all those birds appear. While the grass is green, while the skies are blue, they come and gather here just to sing for you. Yeah, for you. They come to sing for you. No, I'm not hanging around on every word you say, but I'll be hanging round you more and more each day. Yes, it's good to be among the chosen few, 'cause all the birds and bees wanna be right here with you.
And the birds like it.
ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba 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 da ba
da.
Guys, dance. You know, it don't mean a thing if you don't have that swing. Club des Balugas. Chubby coming up next. Who's meaner than Sam Lee's pistol?
If Sam Lee was behind that kit and the wolf turned around and said, shoot that shit, He'd do it. He'd do it. And I'd do it too. 'Cause I'm meaner than Sam Lay's pistol.
Bust your kneecaps.
Johnny, don't leave me. You said you'd love me forever. Honey, believe me. I'll have your heart on a platter. Might you recall? We've got a small family business. And the family won't like this. So bust your kneecaps.
one more pamplemousse. If you think you need some lovin',
think you need some money, well honey, that's just funny, cause I got none. If you just want conversation, go somewhere in the nation, not in my house. But if you think you need some lovin', that's fine. Cause if you think you need some money, well you can't have mine. And if you want some conversation, try a pickup line. But if you think you need some lovin', that's fine. If you think you need a shrink, you're draining down the sink, well go big egg.
Fastest spreading viral video ever. In fact, the only way a YouTube video could get more viral is if Susan Boyle and the cat bin lady teamed up to eat shit out of one cup.
So much for that. And all I gotta say is this.
You know what? What the fuck doesn't begin to cover that?
So, moving on. This one goes out as a tribute to Ronnie Montrose, who crossed over recently. So, R.I.P. Ronnie, this one is for you. Stick with me, I've got some Pink Martini coming up. Marty, Flying Squirrel.
Thank you.
Yeah, one more. Pink Martini, Let's Never Stop Falling in Love. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. Blessed solstice to us all. Beth Ann San and Brenda Joe and Dream Master One and Gia, she stayed for the whole party. And our friend Homer Bouvier, and Magi C. Billy Phil is here. And the lovely Reverend Wendy. And of course, bringing up the rear, but last and never least, our dear friend and his, Reverend R.J. Gumby. Professor R.J. Gumby. Anyway, thank you guys. Thanks for showing up on a night like this. Last call for Eat Cocktails. Don't worry about cleaning up. Suzanne's got that. Enjoy the first day of summer, babe. Let's burn a weenie. Burgers or something. Yeah, let's do this.
How? couldn't have imagined. My very first gig in Swiss.
All right, guys, enjoy your first day of summer. Keep it safe. Burn some weenies out there, like I said. Y'all have a good night. I love me some y'all on a night like this. Good night.
Thank you. Here we go.